Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. Today's lesson is on controlling interruptions. One of the most basic fundamentals of good time management is to focus on one thing at a time. I read an article a while back that said every time you allow an interruption, you lose 10 minutes of productivity. Now, one could argue whether 10 minutes is an accurate number, but regardless, productive and successful people control interruptions. If you're interrupted while working on a task, not only is the interruption itself often a waste of time, but when you resume your work, it takes time to gather your thoughts and return to your original state of focus before the interruption occurred. If you value your time and want to improve your time management skills, here are 4 tips to assist you in avoiding interruptions. My first tip is to turn off all notifications on your computer. This includes everything from the social media sites to your email program. Instead, block out windows of time to return emails and visit your social media sites. In my case, I check emails 2 to 3 times a day and check my social media sites 1 to 2 times a day. When I see people consistently responding within minutes to my non-urgent emails, it indicates to me that either they have poor time management skills or they don't have anything productive going on in their lives. My second tip is turn off all notifications on your cell phone device. Unless your job requires you to respond immediately to messages, your cell phone should be off or at least in the silent mode. If an instantaneous response is not necessary, return messages during breaks, between tasks, or during windows of time that you allocate for such responsibilities. As an entrepreneur for the last 29 years, I value the importance of generating sales and providing a high level of customer service. But I also know I don't need to drop what I'm doing and disrupt my thought process every time someone calls, texts, or emails me. My third tip is, do not accept unscheduled phone calls. If a caller has not scheduled a specific time to talk with you and they consistently get your voicemail, they will soon learn the value of setting an appointment. While I don't require my family and close friends to schedule calls with me, I still maintain established boundaries to prevent unnecessary interruptions. My family understands the value of my time and knows to not interrupt me unless it's an absolute emergency. They also know that spending time with my family is important to me, and I will do my utmost to prevent others from interrupting our time together. My fourth tip, learn to control interruptions in the workplace. Now, I realize that everyone's job description is different, but if your job affords you the ability to control your schedule, make it a priority to minimize interruptions. You will need to set some parameters for your coworkers, and honestly, they'll be happier if they know the rules. For example, you may want to establish blocks of time for certain activities and explain to your colleagues that you don't want to be interrupted unless there is something that absolutely requires your immediate attention. Writing these blog posts is a perfect example of how I block out time to focus on my projects. I know I'm best first thing in the morning, so I allocate from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. for my writing. I don't schedule calls, accept calls, answer emails, or anything else during this block of time. I've also asked my wife and children to respect this time by not interrupting me. I realize that with any time management technique, there will always be exceptions, and controlling interruptions is